Saint Nicholas's parents were good and devout believers who prayed long and hard that God would grant them a child. They eventually made a pilgrimage to the shrine of Saint Nicholas of Bari, where they received an answer to their prayers that God would grant their wish. So when their son was born, they gave their son name Nicholas. From his earliest years, Nicholas of Tolentino gave many good signs, but especially what regarded abstinence. He was only 7 years old when he started to fast several days in the week with only bread and water, and he retained this custom for the rest of his life. When Nicholas grew up, he became a priest, and first he felt that his vocation was to be a secular or diocesan priest. But then something happened. He, by an incident, heard a sermon, and this sermon was preached by an Augustinian hermit who preached fiercely about the contempt of the world. Nicholas was so moved by this sermon that he became an Augustinian hermit himself and always strove to fulfill its rule and strictly follow its regulations. Saints are always the first and greatest to confess their inferiority before God. Priests and religious and those who recite the little office start their day by reciting the 94th Psalm, which says, "Let us come before his face with confession." A man is always a sinful man, infected as he were with some sort of disease. In the world, if someone finds a cure to some horrible disease, he is considered worthy of great praise. And when Saint Nicholas heard that sermon, he realized that he, too, was a sick man who should do all in his power to be healed from his sinfulness. Likewise, as surely as we will need to go and see a doctor or take some medicine if we are sick, we should and must always see cured and to be healed from our sins. Let us come before his face with confession. To confess one's sins before God is to proclaim his praise and give him glory. As surely as we laud and praise a great doctor who invents a cure to some horrible sickness, we have to daily give praise and worship to God by confessing our sinfulness, because he has shown mercy to us with an offer to erase our sins. So even when you are confessing your sins to priest, you perform an act of religion, you perform an act of worship. Actually, you are performing a very great act of worship, because you humbly submit yourself exactly to the place where you belong, that of a sinful creature, depending totally of the mercy of all-powerful Creator. From the life of Saint Nicholas, we learn also how consistent we have to be in this our act of worship through the confession of sins. The devil, who hates humility, launched many horrible attacks against Saint Nicholas. But this only gave our saint more strength, and every night for 6 months before his death, Saint Nicholas heard angels singing him. He was actually very anxious to die so that he could meet his Lord and God as soon as possible. And he desired to see him in heaven, where he wouldn't need to see God through tears, as is the case in this world, which is so preoccupied with worldly businesses and too busy to talk to God. Dear children, Saint Nicholas of Tolentino heard the words of a preacher, and by God's grace, he took advice from them, and that made him a great saint. His example should teach us that the stories about saints, who often seem so sublime or even superhuman, really are not so. All it takes to make you a saint is to do what God tells you to do and follow those simple advices you read from the scripture or hear from the pulpit. No one knew better that we are men filled with faults than the saints did. But exactly that was the root of their sanctity, because downgrading themselves and exalting God, they performed the greatest act of humility. And the biggest acts of humility are those which are the greatest acts of worship. The less you give glory to your own name, the greater is your testimony of Almighty and adorable God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.